We'll do it live!
You are listening to the AMC Report with your host, Ryan Dawson.
Hey, this is Ryan Dawson, and I'm talking to Louis B. of We Are Changed New York, and we're going to discuss Luke Radowski, or Luke Ripofsky, for stealing, basically, a bunch of money that was supposed to go to first responders. He got his name in the spotlight because he was on Jonestown, and he essentially just went around heckling people a little more, no writing, no books or anything. Just walked around with the camera and heckled people, and then sat on his ass and collected money and spent it on himself for weed and living with his parents and mooching off of suckers. So, and he basically gave We Are Changed as a brand a bad name because they just look like a bunch of fools that run around and yell at people and can't articulate anything and got nothing done really other than being attention whores. And so I want you to hear the story.
So I've never called myself a 9/11 truther. I hate that fucking term. I think it sounds so arrogant. I hate it when people say, you gotta wake up the people. That is not a way to win over people on your side, to act like you're so enlightened and they're asleep. I hate that whole style. I don't like We Are Changed either because they are associated with Alex Jones, who's just a well-poisoning fucktard. So it doesn't, hey, it doesn't bother me at all to call out somebody who was embezzling money. So it doesn't shock me either.
So I guess you didn't get your mercury-infected tangy tangerine from InfoWars?
No. I hate them because I spent years of my life doing real research in 9/11, made this huge film, documented everything, talked about way more than just the buildings falling too fast. And then you get these kids that run around sloganeering just shit, like, no building ever fell from fire, and 9/11 was inside job, and they can't explain it, argue it, they can't do anything. And so that anybody ever gave them money is a shock to me. And then that's one of them stole a bunch of it doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, the reason why people gave him money is because they're too lazy to do their own fucking work.
But what did he do?
Absolutely. Like, honestly, that everyone keeps saying, oh, well, he heckles people. That's so? Basically what he did.
He just was heckling. That's a negative thing. I mean, basically, he got springboarded by Alex Jones. That's it. Which is what Alex Jones does. That's his role, is to put prominent dumbasses in the spotlight, like Fetzer, who denies airplanes, or this kid Luke, who doesn't know his ass from his elbow. That's who he wants you to focus on, because he can't answer anything.
Yeah. I mean, do you want me to start from the top? Like, you know, what happened?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, back in 2007, I started coming around We Are Changed because, you know, I had a lot of time on my hands because I hurt my knee. So I remember seeing a sticker, building7.org, or I forgot what it's called, WTC7s.org. So I went on there. From there, I started watching all of Alex Jones's documentaries, and I started listening to his radio show, and then I heard Luke, who was in New York. So, you know, I hobbled over there with DVDs that I burnt, actually was about to start yelling at Luke because he was supposed to come over and pick him up because I couldn't, like, really get around. So I had every intention of screaming at him and be like, yo, what the fuck? But, you know, I started coming around more and more, going to Ground Zero, doing street actions, handing out pamphlets, you know, discussing, you know, what my beliefs were about 9/11. Then the events happened in 2007, the 9/11 events, where, you know, it was a concert and, you know, surrounding the anniversary. When at the end of the anniversary, certain people started asking Luke, hey, Luke, how much did we bring in and how much was given to the John Field Foundation? And Luke kept always putting it off. Oh, okay, we'll get it to you next meeting. We'll get it to you next meeting. We'll get it to you next meeting. And the thing is, a monthly accounting was in the bylaws, in the original bylaws, which are mysteriously not on the We Are Changed website anymore. you know. So, you know, that became that discussion got tabled until next year. And, you know, we started early, like, okay.
The money was raised by saying it's going to this foundation, right?
Yeah, part of the money, we had two collections. Two, like, at the time when Chippin was around, we had two. One for, you know, for us for equipment and pamphlets. That's all it was for, equipment and pamphlets. And the other one was for the John Field Foundation. Both of those chip-ins went to Luke's personal fucking checking account. And we started, and it wasn't just me. The first person to ever question Luke about the finances was Tom Foti, who was screamed out of the group by Sabrina Rivera and Luke calling him COINTELPRO. and that was the fucking tactic that they used. Anyone that went up against them, COINTELPRO.
Right.
So, you know, by the time, you know, it was me, a guy named Dallas, and a guy named Pat who passed away recently. We all got together. And it's like, look, yeah, we need to start. You know, we all agreed that Luke needs to give us an accounting of the money, like what's in the bylaws of We Are Change. So we all went and we all started bringing up in the meeting, and we wouldn't let it go. And it got to the point where
you guys even privy to know how much was raised.
At that point, no. We only had like an estimate, pretty much it was a guesstimate of 80 grand.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, I have a video. I put out a video.
How do you raise that much money for handing out pamphlets and stuff? I'm sorry.
Selling t-shirts and donations and, uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people donated.
For 80 grand, I could make War by Deception a theater fucking quality film.
Yeah.
All right, then. So 80 grand.
Yeah. So, you know, and you know, it's no surprise. Luke's a fucking pothead and he does, you know what I mean? A little something like that. You know, I was at a lot of gatherings after street actions, and you know, I've seen blow being done and fucking weed. Well, constantly weed was getting smoked, and you know, I got nothing against marijuana.
Whatever, it's just dumb to do outside. But okay,
I mean, I don't partake because you know, well, at this point, my job does like random monthly testing. So you know, I don't. You know, that's besides the point. But you know, you know, they were, you know, Tom Foti brought it up that, you know, he was using some of the money to buy weed. So when 2008 comes around, we're saying, hey, Luke, you know what? You're doing a lot of work. And it's true. He does a lot. He was doing a lot of work. He was doing the editing. He was, you know, putting together the street actions.
Whatever. I do all that for free.
Yeah.
No,
so
it's not worth 80 grand. It's not even worth 1 grand.
Yeah. I mean, but at that point, just to, you know, for sake of argument, let's set up a business, like a business checking account, so that way it's not in his personal account. Form an LLC to basically protect the group,
mm-hmm.
Protect the group legally. He didn't want to do all that. He kept making fucking excuses, and the real reason was he didn't want to lose control of the money, because then we would have had a treasurer. And we would have had accounting of the money. And it turns out he was using it to pay for his own fucking college education. He would say, oh, I'm getting I get a financial aid check. And when I get that check, I put that money back towards We Are Change. Nowhere in the financial report, financial statements that we got from his girlfriend, Sabrina Rivera, ever showed him ever depositing money, just him withdrawing $2,000 in cash. And here's a little side tidbit. Luke is not the founder of We Are Change. The real founder of We Are Change is the late Dan Wallace. Dan Wallace was a victim's family member. His father died 9/11. And Dan Wallace died mysteriously of a heart condition. Apparently, Sabrina gave him a pill, and he went to sleep, and he just didn't wake up. And you know what? And no autopsy was ever done. The family never pursued it. So that's a little side point. The disgusting and the most despicable thing of the whole thing, that a month later, well, let me ask you this question. Guess who Dan Wallace was dating? Sabrina Rivera. A month later, she's dating Luke. He likes to say they were best friends, and you know, he in Truth Rising, his little documentary, he talks about how, oh, I miss you, brother. I'll remember you, and I hope one day we'll see each other in heaven. Yet you're fucking his girlfriend a month after your best friend passed away. Class.
Stay classy.
Yep, stay classy, San Diego.
But I mean, it's shitty, but it ain't illegal. But stealing the money is.
No, I'm just saying. I'm like, this is the character we're dealing with.
Oh, I know. I
yeah, this
the is whole bunch, you know. Basically, you know, heckling and sloganeering at people doesn't help the 9/11 movement at all. It's feel-good activism, but for the adults in the room, just see it as just immature conspiratards.
Yeah, it does nothing. I mean, I understand, like, you know, heckling someone, like, hey, we know what you did, but it ain't
okay to do that on top of everything else. But if that's all you're really doing, you're not really doing anything.
That's all he's doing, and yet they call him a journalist.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, at this point, yeah, and what's it doing? I'm like, everyone say, oh, Luke's done a lot of good. Like, what? Who's in jail because of him screaming at somebody? Like, is Larry Silverstein in handcuffs? No. Is freaking Rockefeller who in handcuffs? Nah. They're just doing it for the lulz.
It's like, how many of the people in We Are Change understand that people were caught in vans packed with bombs on 9/11?
Yeah, all of us did.
Because I don't see the point in the hair splitting about thermite and all that other crap when you have people caught with the bombs. Like, it's not a mystery what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know one of the information boards we had that tidbit about bombs being caught on the George Washington Bridge in the van, you know, that disappeared and got scrubbed from the internet somehow. But so back to the Luke stealing. So once we started bringing this up, Luke decided to, like, okay, we want to vote to kick Louis out and Pat out and Dallas out for, you know, disrupting the group. They're provocateuring. They're provocateurs. So of course, the group didn't want to vote. They didn't want to vote. You know, they just it was just him and Sabrina wanting to vote us out.
It really doesn't matter if you're voted in or out of the group. What matters is they stole the money. Whether you're in the group or not, you have a right to see the money.
Yeah, exactly. And still, at that point, I was so fucking fed up. I just walked out, and we tried to do shit in-house, resolve it in-house. He didn't want to resolve it in-house. He didn't want to resolve it at all. He just wanted to start accusing people of being COINTELPRO, whoever, you know, when we got more aggressive with seeing the damn books, which was supposed to be shown once a month at the weekly meetings we had.
Why not just have a lawyer come in and say, here are the bylaws, you're not obeying them, and be done with it?
I didn't have no money for a lawyer.
Pro bono, man.
Yeah, I mean, to find a lawyer. And actually, another person you should talk to is Anthony Varius, because he has a little beef to with him. In fact, I'm going to start sending you some links. But so, you know, we're kicked. We decided to say, fuck this group at this point. And we started putting together stuff. I started before we even had the hard evidence, because Sabrina ended up getting dumped by Luke. In fact, Luke is very abusive with the girls he's with. This is of course this is hearsay, but
According to the girl, but yeah. I mean, maybe not. Can't prove it, but yeah. She turned on him basically because he dumped her. So she came forward with documentation.
Yeah, pretty much. So
now that she's not getting the money herself anymore, she wasn't blame it all on him. I'm pretty sure they probably shared it.
Yeah, pretty much. In fact, I ended up taking him to the I ended up trying to open a case with independent citizen jury, people that didn't even know him. I had to prove his guilt. I did all that, and they actually found him guilty of embezzlement. Again, this is not binding by any means. This is basically showing that, okay, due to the evidence that I provided, 12 people were able to indict him.
Why don't you just give me copies of his documents and I'll throw it all up in a video on YouTube and the public can condemn him.
I already made a video.
Well, send that to me.
Yeah. Send in it all. Here. It's all there. And just interesting reading.
Going after somebody for a crime is not like going against 9/11 truth or something. I mean, I've done enough on 9/11. It's just for somebody stealing money from innocent people. They think it's going to one thing and somebody's just spending it on his college and weed and whatever. That's wrong.
Yeah. It was his own personal fucking kitty. And he didn't want to lose control of it. And we were even saying, okay, Luke, let us vote to let you take a salary.
Yeah.
Like, because you're doing this full time. You're not working. You're doing this full time. It would have been fair.
He wasn't working because he had all the donations for We Are Change.
Yeah, yeah.
So of course, he has time to go around and heckle people now and then. I mean,
yeah.
Anyone can do that.
Yeah, now it's clear that, hey, you want to donate? You want to subscribe to me and donate monthly? If you look at his website now. And at this time, I'm going hard because my two partners, they wanted to stay in the background. So I was pretty much the face and the target of all the hatred that obviously came my way, because I'm tearing down an icon. I'm tearing down the myth that is Luke, who's Luke's altruism.
But he's an icon for no other reason than he was on Alex Jones.
Exactly.
Like, otherwise, nobody knows who the fuck he is.
Exactly.
Which is what Alex does.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, you know how Alex is. I mean, you heard what he did to Jack Blood and Mike Rivero and anyone that wants to talk about Israel, pretty much.
I know. Trust me. The only one he hasn't bashed on because he's scared to give me attention. But, yeah. I've talked about Israel more than anybody. And Jones, I know when my work on Syria and stuff, when certain friends of mine have been on InfoWars and mentioned and given me credit, they edit it out. And Paul Watson, who's not as much of an ass as Alex, has said, like, we can't talk about that guy because he attacks us.
Yeah.
They never said anything about me. I didn't say anything about InfoShields for several years. I just let them slide and ignored them, and finally figured out it's just kosher 9/11.
So I'm at this point, we're trying to convince people to make Luke show him the records, tell him we were kicked out because he doesn't want to. Basically, we're like using, what's that? It's not evidence. What kind of evidence would that? Not statutory. What the fuck?
That you're just work. Telling the truth.
Yeah. Look, so basic. Yeah.
Show the books. It's in the bylaws.
Yeah. Obviously, that got scrubbed out, but we were able to get screenshots from archive or Internet Archive, I forgot that website, of the site. And,
much money he took, like, to not work at all and to live in New York. That's a lot of money.
He lives with his parents.
Okay, then. Well, then, that's not that much money, then. Still.
Yeah, I mean, his father, apparently, like, oh, the one thing Luke said, oh, I get prank calls all the time. People are trying to kill me. You know why? Because his father doesn't hire union workers. So union workers are calling him, trying to intimidate him because of his father, not because of the New World Order's after him. So, you know.
Why? Does he scream slogans at people?
Yeah. Yeah, because he's a threat. He's a threat to the New World Order. Okay, little boy. Yeah, like, yeah. I look, I'm not saying I'm a threat to the New World Order. I'm not saying you're a threat to the New World Order. I don't think any of us are a threat to the New World Order, because at the end of the day, they'll just continue doing what they're doing, and it's like, yeah, so what?
I don't even use the phrase New World Order.
But you know what?
I hate being vague. I just say their names.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then something else happens. Lou gets arrested for heckling the mayor of New York, Bloombag. Mm-hmm. And they raise $404,000 for a lawyer for three people. It went from being, give us money so we could send us money so that way we could pay for a lawyer for us, to, oh, pay for it's the Luke Radowski Defense Fund. But here's the funny thing. He used a public defender.
Ah, so he just pocketed the money.
He pocketed the money. And of course, he's never showed any type of payment plan or any receipts saying he paid for a lawyer. Of course not.
Or how much he was raised for that.
The exact money was $4,241.55. And that was meant for three people.
And for a lawyer.
And for a lawyer. So, this one guy, Anthony Varis, which is why, you'll probably see it in the link. He's been questioning Luke. He just came back into the States. He tweeted out, on August 15th. My calling out of journalistic bullshit today will not be incomplete without a dishonorable mention of Luke We Are Change. As an original member of We Are Change and a former close friend of Luke, I initially vehemently I can't talk today.
Vehemently, yeah. That's yeah. All right.
Jesus. Defended him against charges when story broke of Luke's embezzlement. Was in Greece following everything through email. I refused to believe he was a thief. Was arrested with Luke at Michael Bloomberg. $5,000 raised for legal defense. Public aid used. Charges dropped. And he posted a link to InfoWars. Was arrested with Luke. Charges were dropped. $4,000 was raised. He pocketed the money. I'm open to any questions regarding, you know. So he pocketed the money. He didn't even give him a cut so that way they could hire lawyers.
Yeah.
And he's a public defender.
Which is free.
Yeah.
And that's on top of the money he'd already taken from the general.
Exactly. I mean, the John Field Foundation ended up cutting ties with him because they didn't get their money. The donations that were promised from the sale of T-shirts and whatnot, the events that were meant to raise money for that foundation. So that way, so not only was he stealing money, he was stealing money from sick and dying first responders who need that money for their health care and to keep their houses and to support their families.
And which is the main reason people donated to first responders, is the sympathy for what they did, and it all ended up some pothead kid that lives with his parents who used it on his own college and recreation.
Exactly. While everyone else around him is working.
But he worked so hard yelling slogans at people.
Yeah, exactly. While everyone's out there, you know, basically supporting this schmuck, going to ground zero while he's gallivanting around the states and the world and whatnot, freaking getting, getting all freaking famous within the movement.
He had a springboard from Jonestown. That's what that does.
I mean, and here's the thing. The funny thing is the guy, you know Manny Badillo, right?
No, I don't know any of these people.
Okay, Manny Badillo, who is a victim's family member. When we started going after them and going after Luke, a lot of We Are Changers were defending him, mostly because, I have a foul mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So and they're like, yeah. You'll see Danny Panzella say, oh, Louis an asshole because, you listen to his show. A lot of these guys stuck with Luke because
even if you were an asshole, doesn't change the fact that Luke was stealing money.
Exactly.
I mean, that's irrelevant.
Yeah, like, oh, Louis fat. Don't listen to him. Louis fat. Oh, he eats McDonald's. Like, Louis shitted on a roof. Like they started making up shit.
Who gives a shit if you eat McDonald's or what your weight is? He still stole the money.
Exactly.
It's all ad hominem attacks.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing. Those attacks were kept repeated over and over as a way to, not listen to the truth. Which is why I'm not even part of this movement because it's all it's a fucking cult.
Well, if the girlfriend, it is a cult. But if the girlfriend had a bank statements or whatever, and it's all withdrawals and no deposits, that's it. You're done. Investigation's over.
Yeah. Well, you'll see them. I mean, it's all there.
What a schmuck, man.
Yeah. No. He really is. And the fact that he's still freaking celebrated. The fact that people still follow him and say, oh, Luke's a hero. What?
What kind of loser is saying that?
A lot of people in the 9/11 truth movement, bro. A lot of people
don't believe in airplanes and think a missile hit the Pentagon, too. People are fucking stupid.
Yeah. So, and now just recently, after I've just been done with this issue for almost 4 years, now that I cleared all the fucking mines, now that I fucking dealt with all the death threats I got, I've actually got death threats. I actually got rape threats.
Jeez.
Like some guy,
that's how you know you're dealing with a cult when people are so mad that you would accuse, the leader of stealing. They're like, what do you mean? You're fat and we're going to rape you. It's like,
yeah, no, basically, they're like, I'm going to fuck you in your ass. Like, whoa. Like, I would, like, honestly, you kick my ass, but you're going to fuck my ass? What? Like, I got that more than once. Like, people will call me from a block number. Truthers call me from a block number. Not even one person on the line. It would be like a fucking party line of guys calling me a fucking scumbag.
Well, when you got a fat cash cow, it's easy to buy allies. It's like, here's $50. Well, that person's on your team forever. $80,000.
These are people that didn't even know him, though. These are people from out of state. I still get this. Like, Louis fat. From diehard people who are still with him, who Danny Panzella, like freaking Dan Rodan, and like fucking people, freaking and of course, hey, let's freaking worship Manny Badillo, who 2 years ago
I feel like I'm teaching middle school,
convicted freaking child rapist. In fact, everyone's like, oh, he was set up
I didn't pay any attention to this crap when I should have years ago. I take people to the woodshed, and so someone just brought it to light to me about what was going on, which is why I'm talking to you today about it. But And I know I'm late on it, but I'll take all the documents and I'll post your video and I will put my own up with a nice little summary. It just says, here's the asshole, here's the money he took, here's the documents, quit sending the money.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that they hated that I did, I would actually post shit on a, what do you call those? A website called Screw Loose Change. Mm-hmm. I would send them stuff because you know what? It got the
worst 9/11 movie ever made. They got everything wrong. Loose Change.
Well, yeah, but there was this website, a debunker website.
Jason Burmis is a Zionist.
Yeah. Well,
continue. Yeah, sorry.
At least he got his teeth.
The other kid's a heroin dealer.
Yeah. Freaking Corey Rowe. What an idiot. What an idiot. Freaking, and then freaking, what's his, Dylan Avery just became a surfer dude, man. They all don't give a shit about 9/11.
Never did. It's just the market, and Jonestown promoted that bullshit too.
In fact, I work with a guy who was in the towers, and he actually has a better perspective, than freaking Rodriguez.
Oh, that guy's changed his story a million times, and he was promoted by Jonestown.
Yeah, but this guy, I mean, they told him. You know, my coworker, he actually spoke to the Loose Change guys and they just refused to use them.
Yeah. I don't even think they put that thing together by themselves.
Yeah. He got 3 years probation back in 2012. Plus,
how do you do a whole section on the Pentagon and avoid any pictures of the first floor? You got to cherry pick that on purpose. Yeah. You know, that's intentional disinformation. They're not, I know they're stupid, but how can you be that inept? Where you're like not curious about how come all these shots are from the second floor up and nothing of the first floor is a giant hole. Like, yeah, it's intentional. That was disinformation and it was on purpose. Anyway, you posted on the Screw Loose Change forum.
Yeah. Well, it's a blog.
Okay.
But I would do that just to get, you know, just to get under their skin. Because a lot of truthers go to this debunking blog as well, and they read it, and it generated tons of traffic, which means it got dispersed. It got dispersed, and you know, and he would catch shit.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, Louis working with the debunkers. Louis working with the debunkers. Hey, you know what? I wouldn't have to do this. If you would have done what,
you know, you're posting doesn't debunk 9/11. What you're posting is saying, hey, this jackass is stealing money.
Yeah. And, you know, oh, you're making the movement look bad.
They're not the movement. They're just some kids who run around heckling people. They do a disservice to the movement.
Yeah.
None of them brought up any new information or anything. Did any serious research or made any real documentary films. They just parrot Jonestown slogans. Not even good ones. And then they defended Loose Change forever, which got everything fucking wrong about every single event. From New York to Washington to Pennsylvania. Everything they said was wrong. Demonstrably just fucking stupid and wrong. And yet, and that's why 9/11 has such a stigma attached to it and looks like a bunch of conspiracy kooks is because of all the nonsense that has come from Alex Jones and all the idiots that Alex has promoted. And they don't want to put any light on any real research on 9/11 ever. It always goes back to this just stupid shit with Illuminati and everything else. And so they shouldn't be getting a dime just because of that, because they're fucking dumb. But yeah. Even if someone is a sucker for the charlatan and supports that stuff, if money is supposed to go to first responders, it should go to the first responders, which I agree with. I'd be okay with that. But I don't trust the charity that's going to some kid's personal bank account that lives with his dad and, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, he obviously stole it because he won't show his bank statements about
it. If you read the comments from the video in the first link that I sent you, Like, if you go into that YouTube, most of the comments are like, oh, I don't care if Luke used it to pay for his own bank account. He does a lot of work. He deserves it. And plus, this is chump change compared to the money stolen by the New World Order.
Oh, someone else stole more, so that's okay. How about it's wrong for both groups to steal?
Yeah, and that's
you're really stealing from first responders. If that's what you said the money's for, and you probably didn't give them any.
Yeah, well, I mean, why you think the Feel Good Foundation cut ties with Luke?
Because they weren't receiving any of the money they promised.
Yeah, I mean, even though I do got my suspicions with John Feel, I mean, I don't have any proof.
Yeah, I always have to question charities. But I gotta go, man. Give me those documents and we'll bust this wide open.
I already sent it to you.
All right, excellent. I'll get them. Thanks for your time. I'll talk to you again in a bit.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's just horrible to use 9/11 for personal profit and at the same time create a stigma about it because of how immaturely he acted. Basically, he stayed a kid his whole life. It's just disgusting. Stop sending this dumbass money. And don't fall for charlatans. And please turn off Jonestown. It is an utter waste of time. They have almost single-handedly created a stigma around 9/11 by promoting their own nonsense and having other dumbasses on their show and promoting their nonsense. You're not going to die of Ebola. You're not going to get hit with an earthquake machine. You're not going to have to microwave your $20 bills or any of that stuff. Please, people, don't fall for charlatans.